WHA, WMO. Didn't hit push the talk button hard enough. K4WCL still walking. I asked, what was the food selection of choice there, Dave?
And to answer your previous question, yes, I retired from IT. And she got a hot dog plate half and half, and I got a cheeseburger plate half and half. So we're doing the unhealthy solution this time.
So we ate health food for lunch on the way over to Traveler's Rest. We stopped at the world-famous Pumpkin Town Cafe right there at the four-way stop in Pumpkin Town. If you've never eaten there, I highly recommend the place. You would drive by it if you didn't know that they had good food, because it ain't a whole lot to look at, but the food is very good.
Exactly the place you're talking about. We used to, either on the way up or on the way back from the working on the tower, we'd go by there. The tower that this repeater that we're talking on is on the way from going up there and coming back, if we were really hungry, we'd stop in there and eat on the way back home. So, yeah, I've eaten there quite a few times. It is pretty good food.
Seems to be the place to run into hams, too. I was having lunch there one day. I was texting on a little text group that me and a bunch of my ham friends have. Shane is on the text group, so he knew I was at Pumpkin Town because he was reading the text. And next thing I know, Shane and Beth came in and said hello to us. And then I'm sure W4TWX, who owns the repeater up there on 6 Mile. I met him over there one day. My wife says to me, I think those two guys over there are hams. So after we got done eating, I went over and introduced myself, and sure enough, I was W4TWX.
Jack and been over to his house a couple of times, and we went riding around one time to look at his Tower of Power, is what he used to call it. One that was over there in 6 Mile. And he was a good guy. He put up a lot of towers for a lot of ham radio operators over the years. And he is sorely missed. Well, John, I am about to pull in the driveway here. Little Rebel's only a mile away from my house, so I don't have a long commute. But I've also had lunch with Shane one time, him and Patrick and Gary and I all met over in Easley and had lunch over there. So I met him once, at least once. Might have been twice. But good company you were with there. And you guys enjoy the rest of your walk. Enjoy this beautiful day, W4DJW.
Y'all enjoy your health food there. Yeah, first time I met Shane, I had lunch with him. The wife and I were at a little restaurant in Pickens on a Friday called Street Tacos. And I just happened to mention on the radio where I was, and 10 minutes later, Shane comes walking through the door, walked right up to the table, introduced himself, pulled up a chair, and had lunch with us. So, yeah, Shane's a good fellow for sure. 7-3 there, Dave. Appreciate you walking along with me here. I think we've got about right at a mile left or so. And not tired, not winded at all, sweating a little bit, but, man, I got to go to the bathroom, and I haven't seen a single facility yet. Well, I've seen a lot of them, but don't know if I'm going to do that. 7-3, K4WCL.